From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama said today providing Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons in its fight against Russian-backed separatists remains an option, but that no decision has yet been made. Speaking during a joint news conference at the White House with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Obama said he has asked his team to look at all options if diplomacy fails, including providing lethal defensive weapons.
My hope is that through these diplomatic efforts, those costs have become high enough that Mr. Putin's preferred option is for a diplomatic resolution. And I won't prejudge whether or not they'll be successful.
Meanwhile, European Union foreign ministers agreed today to postpone further sanctions against Russia. Lisa Bryant reports.
The European Union ministers meeting in Brussels made it clear their decision to delay new sanctions against Russia did not mean repealing them. In remarks to reporters following the talks on Monday, EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said the move aimed to give a space for a hoped-for summit on Wednesday in Minsk. What counted, she said, were results.
Our point, our priority, is to have the situation on the ground improving.
The EU ministers are waiting to see the outcome of a summit they hope will take place on Wednesday in the Belarusian capital among heads of state from Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Nigeria's Boko Haram militants launched new attacks in Niger and Cameroon today. Witnesses say Boko Haram gunmen attacked a prison in the southeastern Niger town of Difa, but were driven back by Niger's army. There was no word on casualties or whether any prisoners escaped. This is VOA News. UN-brokered talks aimed at resolving the political crisis in Yemen resumed today, but the discussions quickly broke up. Two political parties walked out of the talks, saying they had been threatened by representatives of the Houthi rebels. The negotiations were aimed at resolving the political crisis in the Arabian Peninsula state. Iraq police say two bombings today killed at least 15 people. A suicide attack in Baghdad's Qadamiya neighborhood killed at least 13 people and wounded 42. The area is home to an important Shiite shrine. The second bomb exploded in the northern suburb of Husseiniyah, killing at least two people. The Egyptian government suspended all major football games in the country today and has ordered an investigation into violence that broke out between security forces and football fans Sunday in a Cairo suburb. The violence left more than 20 people dead. It broke out when police fired tear gas and birdshot into a crowd trying to get into a stadium located on military ground. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi ordered an investigation to uncover the root cause of the violence. A drone strike killed an influential Afghan militant in Helmand province today. The Helmand police chief says Mullah Abdul Rauf, a former Guantanamo Bay detainee, and five others were killed while traveling in a car. He did not provide details. A large network of investigative journalists has found that the Swiss arm of Britain's largest bank helped clients avoid taxes and hide hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. Those clients of the Swiss subsidiary of British-based HSBC included drug traffickers, arms dealers, and celebrities. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and several news organizations obtained bank documents dating back to 2007 that revealed the scope of the tax dodging. HSBC responded to the report by saying it has undergone a radical transformation in recent years and now enforces more stringent reporting requirements. Finance ministers and central bankers from the world's 20 leading economies gathered in Istanbul today for the opening of a G20 meeting aimed at coordinating efforts to spur economic growth. A leading international economic organization says governments around the world are not doing enough to implement a series of policies once agreed upon to boost economic growth in the coming years. The number two diplomats from the United States and South Korea held talks in Seoul today to discuss bilateral issues and North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken will spend 3 days in Seoul. He's on the first leg of an Asian trip that will also take him to China and Japan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.